Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to the In Between podcast. I'm your host, Kimberly, and this is a podcast where we go from living a worldly life to now a holy life. All right, I know I haven't posted in a while, and I really do apologize. Life has just been lifing, and I know I say that every time, but like, it has. So I'm gonna get better at it. I promise. I am trying super, super hard. Anywho. Let's just go ahead into it. Also, let me just talk about how it is February and I'm over here wearing summer clothes. Like, what? Like, spring, come early. Please, I'm begging you. All right. Let's just go ahead and get into it. So today's topic is going to be holiness. I wanted to talk about holiness just because I feel like holiness is like the foundation of Christianity, and I feel like it's not talked about enough, and like I feel like that's like the first thing we should do. So I'm gonna start with a series for this month, February. February is gonna have a series, and it's gonna be the three foundations of Christianity. So this first episode is gonna be about holiness, and then we're gonna do love and pureness, probably not in that order, but you know. All right, so I'm just gonna talk about the little bit of everything about holiness, like God's holiness, how to be holy, and what is holiness. So let's just go ahead on with the definition according to Google. And according to Google, it is to be unique or to stand out. Holiness means to stand apart. All right, so I'm just gonna go ahead and open up with this verse right here, Revelation 4:8. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around. Even under its wings, day and night, they say, they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. So basically, it's just putting an emphasis in the Bible of how holy God is. Like, he is so holy, and they just want to emphasize that. So what exactly is holiness? Holiness right there is meaning to be set apart. Holy, it means to be set apart. Holiness is the action of what you're doing to be set apart. All right, so holiness is the verb, and holy is the word. Right? I don't know. It's been a while since I took an English class. Anywho, so we're just gonna start off with Moses in the burning bush. So Moses was walking, had a staff, yada yada yada, and then he sees a bush on fire, and it was talking to him. He literally saw a bush on fire, and it was talking to him, and he was like, "What is going on? Like, what? Who is this? Like, what is that?" So obviously he was startled, whatever. And God was basically just like talking to him and sending him and telling him what he needed to do and all that stuff. So moral of the story is, why is everything that's involved with God fire? Like, have y'all noticed that? It's always fire. Like, the third man met the fourth man in the fire, you know? Like, it's always fire. So like, why is it fire, you know? And I think, and this could be totally wrong, hold on, I have like a Poppy should sponsor me, y'all. I go through threes like crazy. Anywho, so my theory is, and I could be totally wrong, so it's just how I am reading it, the reason why when God shows up and there's like fire involved or like something is to like emphasize his power, you know, emphasize his holiness, emphasize like, yes, I am that God. I am the Lord Almighty. I am the God of the impossible, you know? And I just think like, that's why it's always fire or like some type of like crazy catastrophe or something like that, you know, like something out of the norm, because it wants to put emphasis of God's holiness and God's goodness and faithfulness and merciness. Like, he just wanted to show his power, you know? Moving on. So fire is dangerous, you know. An ocean being split into two is dangerous. A plague is dangerous. Being in a lion's den is dangerous, but yet it's different. It's set apart. It is an act of boldness, and And that's what God is. He wants to show you, like, look, yeah, you're in a dangerous situation, but you're holy. You are covered and you're surrounded by my holiness, my power, my glory. So you're fine. And you could tell everybody. And they're like, well, no one ever survives a lion's den. No one ever survives a whole room full of fire. No one ever survives a flood. But God says otherwise. God says, no, 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 no. You are holy. You are set apart from those others. You break those odds because you are set apart. You hear me? You understand me? You know, you are set apart. You are different from others. So you are, you're just God's child. You know, like, he saves you. He frees you. He will protect you. He will put you against all odds and make sure you survive it and break all of that. So you know what? Hey, you are holy and you're covered in God's holiness. Can I get an amen? Thank you very much. And that's today's episode. Just kidding. I still have more to talk about. So yeah. How can we be holy? Like, what habits should we start to be holy? You know, and that is the question that, like, I still, like, am answering for myself, too. Which is, like, why I really want to do this series. Because I feel like, you know, even though I've been a Christian most of my life, you know, I still want to know all these stuff. And I feel like we just need a refresher, you know? And, of course, because it's still kind of like a new year, new month. Like, we're going to start off strong. Habits we can start off in being holy. And this is, like, the Christian perspective of it, like, in a Christian life and all that. To be holy, we want to be set apart. We want to be different. So let's be different in knowing our word. Let's be different in serve our community. Let's be different and to show love to others. Like, you know, we are loving, we are kind, we are good to other people because we are like Jesus. We are to be like Jesus. We are Jesus's little peoples that he uses. And I feel like, you know, that's like the end game of it. Like, you know, we want to be different. We want to show God's mercy. You know, like, we want people to stand out. We want to be different, you know. That's why we dress modest. That's why we show love. That's why we have joyfulness. That's why we always are so hardworking and diligent. And, you know, those are some habits we can start doing, you know, like understanding our Bible more and just be different, you know. Don't pull up with a whole attitude at work or school or church, you know, like, be different, be full of happiness and joy, because guess what, you lived another day and God saved you from your sin. Like, do you have every reason to be happy? There's no bad days, no rooms for bad days, you know. So yeah, just like practice those habits. And then of course, like, at work and at school, not thinking like from the Christian perspective, but like, you know, we can start practicing habits like standing out more in school, you know, like being productive, getting good grades, being nice, being respectful, you know, doing all that stuff, being a part of the extra curricular stuff that you have in school or at work, you know, being on time, doing your best effort, you know, being that thing that customers or patients, you know, like to be like, oh, I love her, she's so sweet, she's so patient, she's so kind, you know. You want those compliments because you want to be different from others. You want people to be like, no, I want her. You know, and not in like a prideful way either. Like, don't let that stuff get into your head either. Like, let's be humble, let's be modest, okay? Let's be, you know, let's just be Jesus, okay? Let's be Jesus, okay? Because you know how he got all those compliments, you know how he got all the praise, how he got all the worship and all that. Yeah, and he never once said, yeah, because I am God. No, he said, all glory to God. Can I get an amen? Thank you very much. You know, it's just like all the glory to God, and we just need to give the glory to God. That's how we are set apart. We want people to see God through us, not them to see us. We don't want them to see our actions. We want them to be like, oh wow, God has really used her. Maybe he could do that to me. You know, we want to be set apart so that way they can see God's glory. Okay. And just don't find holiness in your actions either. Like how I mentioned, like the stuff that you do, yes, that can cause you to be holy and that can like show like examples of holiness and stuff like that. But don't let that be the one that defines you, because we are saved from God in God. And he's just so good. All right, so let me just go into this part and then I'm gonna go back we're gonna circle back to that, okay? Just because my notes are kind of out of order, because your girl was like getting ideas back and forth, like God was speaking to her throughout the week. So my notes are very out of order, and I have some notes on a separate notebook too, so yeah. Let me go to Romans. And honestly, as chaotic as this episode may sound, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, it's honestly pretty organized from how I usually do it, so y'all should be proud of me, okay? I kind of got a little organized. It will make sense in the end, I promise. So holiness is the foundation. We are sinners, we are impure, we are imperfect, and we are not, you know, we're not mortal. We're not, I mean, we are mortal. Oh my gosh, we are not immortal, okay? Hello. God is our savior. He's our light. We are the darkness. So this is how I want to consider it. Going back to the fire to show God's example and the power. Okay? No matter how far gone we are, no matter how far off we are in sin, God is going to start us off in our heart by a little tiny tea candle light. And you know how tiny those are. You know, those little tiny little tea candles that you put in baths and stuff. Yeah. So that's God right there in our heart right now as a sinner. And then the more we get into church, the more we open up, the more we get love, the more, you know, we open ourselves up, that fire just gets brighter and brighter and brighter. You go to church, cool, let me add some paper into the fire. Great idea, right? Huh? You started making friends in church. Okay, perfect, let me add some wood in the fire. Oh, now you're burning. All right, let me get the Holy Ghost. Oh, great. We poured gasoline on the fire, and now your entire heart is on fire. It's burning through every little wall, everything. All of the darkness has lit up by fire and has burned through every wall, burned through every door, burned through every chain. Everything is burned down to ashes with a holy fire, okay? Our hearts are a little chamber, and that fire is just burning like a furnace. It is burning bright in our hearts, and that is what is going to be seeping through us. That's what's going to be shown through us, and that's like... yeah, let that fire burn in my heart, you know? Let God's holiness burn inside me. Let me be holy and let me be different from others in the world, because I do not belong in this world. And also, if you're struggling with trying to fit in and being insecure and stuff like that, okay, forget it. You're not going to fit in. We're not going to fit in. We're not meant to for this world. We are meant to be up in heaven with our one Lord and Savior. We are meant to serve in the kingdom, so we are going to be different. We are born to be different. We're not born to be the same. We're not born to fit in. If that was God's plan, then we would all look the same, act the same, dress the same, talk the same. Like, imagine how boring of a world that would be, you know? Like, you'd get tired. Like, have you ever like watched videos of yourself or like heard yourself talk so much and you're like, yeah, I'm tired of myself? Yeah, just imagine that, your entire world listening to yourself, your entire world, you know? You're gonna get tired from that. Okay, so that's why we are to be holy, to be separate, to be different, to be set apart, to be unique. Keyword, unique. You're not gonna fit in, guys. Just letting you know. Wow. I'm out of breath already. Anywho, we will never be perfect. The only perfect person there is Jesus, and that's the example that we are trying to be like, all right? So let me just go ahead and read a few verses for you guys. So we're gonna start off strong with Romans 1:18. All right, you ready? And I'm gonna go quick, so I'm sorry, I'm gonna wrap this thing, okay? All right, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godliness and wicked of all people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what's may be known about God is plain to them. Plain to them, guys. Can I go back? All right, let's go over here. Romans 5:1. Therefore, we have been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. All right, okay. He's talking. All right. Let's go over here to Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. Going back to the very first verse that I read. Romans 18. So the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godliness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Meaning, yeah, I know God is good, but like, why would I go for him when I could just live this world that I want to, you know? But then here we are. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Keyword, death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ, but Jesus our Lord. And then we got Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God. We want peace. Peace. Yes, guys. Okay. Peace through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand, and we boast in hope in the glory of God. Okay. I gotta take a sip for this one. Also, y'all, it's February. We ran out of like all the Christmas stuff, but I found cranberry poppy. It's so good. It's my favorite flavor. Back to it. Okay. So, good thing we are saved by faith. I'm just saying, we are saved by faith, y'all. Faith. That is the number one thing. That's also part of this month's episode, because I think there's 4 weeks this month. Or maybe 3 weeks. I don't know. I'm bad at math and calendar days, if y'all can't tell. All right. So, we are saved from God in God. Okay? We are saved from God in God. So, I'm going to go ahead and read 2 Corinthians 5. For we know that it... that. Let me slow down, because now I just messed up my own words. All right. For we know that if earthly tent we live is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands, aka indestructible, aka it's not imperfect, aka it's a pretty stable home, if I must say so myself, you know, like heaven. Hello, we got that glory house, we got that mansion, we have our names on that seat, you know. We are saved from God in God. God is our sanctuary. God is our protector. God is our lover. God is our Father. God is everything to us. Our Lord, our Christ, our Savior, our God. He's everything, okay? He has done it all for us. I'm talking all of it. You want a best friend? He got you. You want a father? He got you. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't have a love of your life? He got you, you know? So we do not find holiness in our actions, and it may lead to us to pride and miss God. So, going back to what I said before. Our actions do not speak for holiness, because holiness is from the love, from the faith, from the foundation that God has set for us, and we're just finding it into us, God. Like I said, God is our sanctuary, you know? For this tent, if the world were ever to be destroyed, we have a seat in heaven, and that right there is our room in the mansion. God has been our sanctuary since day one, and he has a place for us since day one. And the holiness that we're having by the stuff that we're doing here in this earth, it's not going to matter. What's going to matter is how strong your love is for God and how strong your faith is for God. How much do you truly know him? You may know of him, but do you truly know him? Do you talk to him daily? When the day of judgment comes, is he going to know who you are? Is he going to let you in? And I will say, I'm not perfect. You aren't perfect. None of us are perfect, and it doesn't matter what we do, it doesn't matter how much sin we've done, it doesn't matter how bad of a sin we did or how much we've done it to, it doesn't matter if we mocked God in the past. What matters is, do you believe in him now? Do you love him now? Are you holy and set apart to be able to stand out with him? That's what matters, not the actions that you're doing, not the pride or the glory that we're getting because we're doing things for God's kingdom, but yet we're going to take pride in it. Like, no, we don't want pride. What matters is not what we're doing. It's, do we love him? Do we have faith in him? And I'm not saying go ahead and sin, be like, oh yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, yeah, you've sinned in the past, but now you're a newborn Christian. Now you've been baptized and you have the Holy Ghost. Like, now you have a reset in life. And what matters now is how much you love him and have faith. And if you truly love him and you had faith, you're not going to continue doing the sins that brought you down from him. You're going to lift him up and work in his kingdom and seek joy and freedom through him. All right. Y'all should be so proud of me, y'all. Like, I am organized. All right, let me go to... Okay, so John 8, verse 2 through 5. I'm not going to read the whole thing just because, like, whatever. But if you see the story, you know the story. So they caught a woman in adultery, and basically they're like, Jesus, stone her because she sinned. And Jesus like, I just talk about love. I'm a little bit in a pickle. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, yeah, she sinned and she's supposed to be punished for that. But like, I was just talking about love. And so Jesus was like, okay. So whoever is without sin, go ahead and pick up the first stone. Nobody picked up the stone because nobody's without sin. Nobody. Nobody. Okay? The only one that stands out is the holy Jesus. Okay? Alright. So, and then he just, like, went up to the girl and he was like, go and sin no more. AKA, you got a second chance. Now don't waste this chance. Alright? Let's go ahead and be better and just live for me because I saved you. Alright? Thank you very much. Include God in different parts of your life. Okay? We never lose sight of who... Like, just... Whew! Gonna get my words right. Never lose sight of who we live for. Alright? Never lose sight of who we live for. God is the reason why we live. God is the reason why we're alive. God is the reason why we are here. He created us, and we're the reason he gave us a purpose, and we are to be with him. Alright? Gain holiness with the heart, saved by God's grace. Alright, so gaining... Like, God has given us grace, and he has filled us with our hearts. So remember how I've said in the past episodes, what you fill your heart is what comes out of you. Well, yes. All right, let's be set apart in holiness. And that little fire burning in your heart, let that fire continue to burn bright and big, okay? Because God is gracefulness, his holiness. He is good. Like, he is so loving. And if we just continue to, like, believe that and continue to just put faith in how amazing and merciful he is, like, just look back at who you were before and look at you now that you have started living for him. It's a completely different person. You may not feel like you've changed, but if you just go back, I promise you, you will see how much you change, and you'll just keep, and they'll just motivate you to keep on going. Gain holiness with a heart saved by God's grace, y'all. Just continue to love God and be a child of God. Just be set apart that way. All right, be set apart everywhere. How would Jesus act? So being at work, being anywhere, like, just let's be set apart. Let's be different. Let's be like Jesus, okay? Let him be our example. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and close off with Matthew 27. Hold on. Oh Lord. Okay. So 27:50. All right. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice at that moment, curtains had turned, plain was torn, it was torn from the bottom, the berth shook, rock split. God was basically crying out to God. Like, he was like, my father, my holy, my everyone. And everyone's like, yeah, let's see how your God saves you now, okay? Like, your God ain't gonna save you, okay? Because you're so far apart. Anywho, okay, this is the one I wanted to read. Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people... Y'all, I'm telling you, it's my computer. Okay, sorry, y'all. I had my computer die the first time I recorded this, and I'm like, please don't die on me. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay. You are the light of the world. A town built on the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light on the lamp, put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and gives it light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, and that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. AKA, be holy. Be the one that stands out. Be the one who God shines through. Okay? Okay. All right. I know I kind of like wrapped through this whole entire thing, but I was just trying to get through this quickly because I have somewhere to be. But you know what? It's okay because God is always has time for it, and he'll always make a way. All right. So I hope this like helped out a little bit. And of course, I'm only like going through the introduction. This is going to be a series for this month. So I hope you guys enjoy. I love you guys. Feel free to follow my Instagram and just like, have a little pilot there. You know, if you have any suggestions of like what you want me to talk about, let me know. Okay, DM me, whatever. I'm your best friend. Okay, we're friends. Okay, we're chilling. All right, well, I hope you have a good day, morning, night, whenever you're listening to this. I love you guys. Okay, bye.